This is Twit.
All right. Imagine a world where you can place an order for a 32-ounce soft drink, and it can be delivered directly to your door. Now open your eyes and look around. You live in that world. 7-Eleven and Nuro, that's N-U-R-O, have apparently partnered up to provide autonomous deliveries in California. Autonomous vehicle deliveries. So it's not just autonomous deliveries. They just somehow magically appear on your doorstep floating to your house. No, autonomous vehicle deliveries. This is specific to Mountain View, California. Residents can place orders through the 7Now app, which I guess is, I had no idea that 7-Eleven had a 7Now app. But yes, your local convenience store has its own app, and you may get an autonomous vehicle delivering items to your location. I'm just thinking now, Matthew, of living in Mountain View, California, and being like, yep, there's another one. There have to be so many autonomous vehicles driving around Mountain View.
There goes a Slurpee, just like...
It says that autonomous deliveries don't cost customers anything extra. They're available from 8 a.m. until 9 p.m. Pacific every day, and the company say orders should arrive in around 30 minutes. When the AV arrives, customers collect their items from the rear. There are some limitations. Obviously, you can't order age-restricted items like alcohol, tobacco, or lottery tickets. And it says Nuro will initially use self-driving Priuses with a human operator monitoring the tech from the driver's seat. So eventually... the Nuro R2 robot will be the one making the deliveries. But right now, there will be someone, some human being watching you as you get into the rear of the vehicle and pick up your bevy from the vehicle. But yeah, I think this is really interesting. We just talked, I think it was 2 weeks ago, about the first autonomous taxi, essentially. The first autonomous taxi service in San Francisco, and how somebody took a completely autonomous ride, or several of them, all around San Francisco. And that, when I say completely autonomous, I mean there was not an operator of human variety in the vehicle with the person. It was just the vehicle driving itself around. So, this might be right around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. This is just all fascinating to see, especially, I don't know, again, like I was saying earlier, this is, we'll probably see this in like 2022 or something like that. It's like, no, that's next 3 weeks from now. Like, so I guess we'll look out for it. Maybe we'll have to do a trip down there. Probably.
Literally look out for it. Oh yeah. That'd be so fun. We go
order 7-Eleven.
Yeah, like, I'm here at this McDonald's parking lot.
Don't go to the 7-Eleven. Yeah, go somewhere else and then order 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you gotta like go stand in the parking lot of some grocery store or something. It's like, I'm ordering. Why are you here? I'm waiting for my 7-Eleven Slurpee. I would never drink one of those, though, because do they have sugar-free options? Can you imagine how much sugar is in a Slurpee?